You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis chapter 39, verse 7 to 9. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not know what is with me in this house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" I'm quite sure that we are familiar with this story. But two important things in this verse 9 is that, one, when Joseph said, how can I do this great wickedness? Before he said that, he narrated how his boss had favored him, had handed over everything to him. And he has to show gratitude by not do wickedness. Or rather, if he will defile his master's wife, then that is great wickedness. And that is a sign that he is ungrateful. In other words, did you know that one of the ways we show our gratitude to God is by not living in sin by grace? It is by not deliberately going into disobedience. It's okay for you to go and give thanks and say, "Oh, I want to do thanksgiving," or to sing praises to God, or to just thank God and say, "Lord, thank you for everything you have been doing. Thank you for this, thank you for that." It's okay. But I tell you, it is very important that you show gratitude to God by not going into willful sinning, by not doing something you know that will displease him. You know, brethren, when we really think of the goodness of God, it is quite amazing how great, how kind God has been graceful to us. It's not as if we can pay God back for his goodness, for his mercy. We can never repay God back. But at least we can show God that we are truly grateful. And one of the ways to show it is for you not to yield to the temptations of Satan. Is for you not to yield into wickedness and worldliness. And then the second thing is this: Joseph's motive for not sinning was God. It wasn't shame. Did you know that God will not really be pleased if your motive for not sinning is shame? Something like this: if I do this and I get caught, this will be shameful. You see, that is not a right motive not to sin. I'm not sure that will be acceptable before God. But for Joseph, his motive was not displacing God. The reason you feel that, "Oh, if I do this, it will affect my ministry. It will affect the work that I'm doing," it's because God is not your motive. God is not the reason. God is not the person you want to please. Actually, you want to please yourself. You are thinking of yourself. So if it won't bring shame to you, you won't do it. You will probably do it. If it will not cause you regret, you probably do it. If you will never get caught, if you can do it and you will never get caught, then you are okay with it. Sometimes you are afraid of prison terms. Sometimes you are afraid of losing your jobs. You are afraid of so many things. But brethren, the ultimate motive must be God. That we just want to please God. It's not the fear of being caught. I may never be caught, but I want to please God. He said, "How can I do such a great wickedness and sin against God?" His motive was God. The implication of this is this: if God is your motive, it will not matter where you are, you will not yield into temptation. Thank you for listening. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.